That's one of my favorite parts about church. Being able to shake everybody's hand, hug everybody's neck. Thank God for our church family. Amen. I want to try to finish our series today, or a message that we've been working on the needs, understanding needs. And because the next series that I want to go into is our, I want to talk about relevance. I want to talk about, you know, I'm so excited. We've got Easter coming up. We celebrate a risen Savior who's alive and well today. And his church is alive. And I've been doing some study on relevance. And I want to go over some key points to assure us that our church is relevant, and to look at how we are to minister to this next generation while we're here. How many of you know that our steps have been ordered by God and we have a purpose for being here? And so I'm going to talk about that. I think it's going to be exciting for you as we break down about, are we a relevant church? And I think you'll enjoy it, and I think it'll challenge all of us to make sure that we're accomplishing His mission, and that is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for the presence of God that I feel every time I come in this house, and I want to tell somebody about it. And I want you, first of all, I'll give you a little homework this week. Look around, see who's not here today. Everybody looking? I want you to make a promise to God that you'll call at least one of these people who's not here today. Wouldn't that be awesome if somebody that's not here today got 5 or 6 calls? That would really say, well, man, I was missed. So how many is going to do that? Would you raise your hand? I promise to do that. Thank God. Thank God for 3 of you that promised. All right. Let's go back. I want to go back to Joshua now. We've been dealing a lot in Philippians, but I want to finish up today on a couple of items that I want to give you about God's provision. And we're going to go to Joshua, and we've read this scripture several times. So by now, those of you that's been with us the last few weeks understand that God's a God that meets our needs. God's a God, He's our source. In this last day, when economy is failing and everything is going haywire, we need to know that God's our source. The events that's happened this past week in government and all the things, it's just amazing when you see the breakdown. And I want to say, if your trust is in government, if your trust is in man, if your trust is in any of that, you're going to be let down. God's our source. God's been teaching us. We've been talking about needs, because that's why we're here. You know, Jesus paid a tremendous price on Calvary for us to be free, to us to go to heaven. One day, we're going to go to a place called heaven. But until we get there, we have a ministry. We have a message. We have a method that God wants us to use to touch people's lives. And so, in Joshua chapter 5, you remember we read out of verse 12 that God changed His provision for the children of Israel after 40 years. So it said the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the old corn of the land. That's Joshua chapter 5 verse 12. We've read that just about every Sunday for the last several Sundays. But I want to talk about this morning about God's provision. As we look at this right here, we see that God, first of all, that the provisions of God are seasonal. And I really want you to get this in your heart. God's provisions are seasonal. We talk about need. We talk about that there's a lot of needs around us, a lot of needs in people's lives. Look at your needs. What do you need this morning? Just take a deep thought. What do you really need this morning? Well, I want to say this to you. Let me give you a couple of things. Number one, it's seasonal. As you look at your life right now, your life goes through seasons. And as you go through seasons, get this point, needs vary depending on season. Whatever season you're in, Paul said, I know what it is to have, I know what it is to have not. I know what it is to be up, I know what it is to be down. You know that same feeling. When you're going through these times of transition, how do you respond? How do you react? How do you handle that phone call when you felt like you had everything under control? How many of you know one phone call can change all that? One doctor's visit can change all that. How do we respond to that? Because every one of us have needs, and our needs vary depending on the season. Now, for 40 years, God had given these people manna. We talked about last week, what is manna? That's it. What is it? What is it? It's God's provision for them for 40 years in the wilderness. Every morning it had rained manna. Every morning. Now get this point. For 40 years, they received provision the same way. Here's what God's getting us ready for. I want you to get this point. America is in transition. Things that we have known as standard is about to change in America. Our freedom is under attack. But I thank God every Sunday that I'm able to come to the church I want to come to and worship just like I want to. How many of you know that's a freedom? But how many of you know that's under attack today because there's an enemy who don't want you to do that? We have to learn that our needs are going to be met no matter what the season. Now here's the difficulty part of it. For 40 years, they had been receiving provision the same way. Now get this point. As they were receiving provision, they began to complain. They began to complain about the manna. They didn't like it. It didn't taste good anymore. How many of us fall in the category sometime where we have got more than we need, but we find ourselves in negativity? You want to know why? In every season that you find yourself in, there's going to be a negative force to always get you to turn the other way and not count your blessings. How many of you know we got blessings that we can count this morning? How many of you were able to take a good shower today? How many of you were able to eat today? How many of you were able to drive to church today? How many of you were able to put on clothes today? Thank God. Amen. Let's give God praise for that right now. If we were able to put on clothes and be here, and He has provided all of that, but there is a force in this world that wants you to get out of the spirit realm and in the negative realm of life and get surrounded by everything you don't have. And so that's what children of Israel were doing. Now I would think that was a miraculous time to wake up every day and walk out and there's provision there. Every day we live, and I said this last Sunday, God takes care of us in ways that we don't even realize. Amen? How many of you ever take a good deep breath today? I see people walking around with the oxygen tanks on them, and I pray for them. Every time I see them, I'm praying for them because, you know, we could be just like that. People have needs today. People have insurmountable needs today, and they need to understand that God is the only source to their need. Amen. That's our message. That's what we're supposed to share with them and give to them every day. You know what we're supposed to give to them? We give them hope. We're getting ready to celebrate Easter. And Easter is a time of hope that God changed things for us because of Easter. Well, they crossed the Jordan now. They were complaining about the provision. Now, Joshua is leading now. And now they've gone through a series of circumcision. And as they're recovering from circumcision, every morning they go out and they gather this manna. But one day they went out and there was no more manna. What do you do when your provision changes? What do you do? Now you understand this point right here. What do you do when things in your life change? Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand, just think about it. Anybody in here over the last year, things have changed in your life? Situations have changed? We've just heard about, I know in this church, we got a lot of caregivers, we got a lot of people that's dealing with issues with their families, where once their mom and their dad were strong, and they were just, that was mom and dad. I mean, I remember when I was going through that was the biggest thing I had to deal with, to see where my mama was and to know where she used to be. That was the hardest thing I had to deal with, because she was always a giant. And God had to teach me that seasons change, but God does not change. He will bring you through, get this, whatever season you're in, He will bring you through it. But He has a way of doing it. Now, they got up that morning and there was no more manna. 40 years of provision, now there was change. There's something that you and I are going to have to deal with in life. If you live long enough, you're going to have to deal with change. Anybody receiving anything from this morning? When you go through change, you got to understand, because 9 times out of 10, when you go through change, fear comes on, because how am I going to do this? How am I going to handle this? I don't have the strength to handle this. Now, if every one of you could testify today, you'd probably say, that's true. Because I've been right there. And I say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to handle this change. You know, I got used to this season. I got used to everything being in place. But now, everything is not in place. How many of you know that faith is not seeing everything first, but it's believing? And one thing we're going to have to believe is this. Needs are going to change. Needs are going to change. But God never changes His source. He never changes His ability to minister to you in your need. Isn't that wonderful? When you go through that time, I cannot handle this, Lord. I've never been here before. I do not understand this season I'm in. I'm uncomfortable. I'm not happy. I've never been here before. I don't know what to do. Now, if you haven't been there yet, you'll get there. Because you want to know what? That's called life. I wish that I could roll back the hands of time and change some things. But I can't do that. And guess what? I can't change what's coming in the future. But that's why I've got to depend on a God who is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. And I want you to put this down in your mind. Or put, if you're writing down, write this down. New season, new supply. New season, new supply. New season, new strategy. Boy, that's powerful. See, now there was no more manna. But now they were getting ready to enter into a place of life that was rich and full. And what God had done, He had given them the land of Canaan. And the land of Canaan was fertile. It had everything you could think of as far as food goes. It had grapes and it had all types of fruit. And the read about it just makes your mouth water, because it was beautiful. It was a new provision of God. Amen. It was produce, no more manna. So it brings me to the second thing. Have you got that? New season, new supply. Where our fear is, I've been in this season and I'm used to, and I've got everything under control as far as how my supply runs. But life changes, and now I'm in a new season, and I've got everything messed up. How am I going to make it? Can we talk? I like things neat and order. I like things like that. I wish God would get up every day and tell me everything is going to happen. I don't know why He won't do it. We've talked about it. Some days you don't even want to talk about it. God, let's talk. I don't know. Just trust me. Turn to one side and say, just trust me. But isn't that the biggest problem when things get messed up? You like your desk neat. You like everything in order. You like your pencils right, everything right. You're just like that too. She told me that one time. Some of y'all are working offices and everything. You like everything in order. You don't like, but how about them days when everything's chaos? You love them days? Everything's, have you ever had a week that every day was Monday? Every day. What day is it? Monday. Life's like that. Life will come at you sometimes and you just don't have a clue what's going to happen. But that's because it's seasonal. Let me bring you to the second point. The second point is unusual. God's provision is unusual. Now here's the part I had to learn from God, and I'm still learning, because His ways are higher than my ways. Doesn't that just get you sometimes that you can't figure out things? Because we as human like to figure out things. But as you walk with God, as we get closer to the coming of the Lord, you're going to go through things that you don't understand. God's provision is unusual. Now it's unusual that after 40 years He stopped doing what He'd always done. Now He's doing a new thing. Provision comes, get this, provision comes from unexpected places and unexpected people. When you are walking in a new season with God, your provision may stop coming the way it's always come, but understand this, God is committed to provision. So where our faith has to come alive of that is that we have to get used to saying, God, not my will, but your will. Have you ever been going through life and had everything in place and all of a sudden get sick, or your job fails, or they lay people off, or whatever happens, and all of a sudden you're in a new situation? Do you remember the fear that you had when you had all that? What in the world am I going to do? You know what God is trying to say? Learn to trust me in all situations, because whatever I have to do, get this, whatever I have to do to meet your need, I'm going to meet your need, because He's a God of source. You remember the story in the Bible of the leper, the leprosy, and the little girl told the king, go see Elisha, and if you'll go see Elisha, everything's going to be all right. A little servant girl, don't even know her name, but God used her to bring healing to this man. Do you remember the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes? A little boy that we don't even know his name, God used him to provide for thousands of people. Do you remember Elijah at the brook Cherith? We talked about him a few weeks ago. Do you remember him, that the ravens were feeding him unusual ways? Unusual ways. Get this right here. Stop looking, and this is hard. This is hard. I'm going to say it real easy, but it's hard to do. Stop looking at the way it looks. Does that make sense? Because it don't look good sometimes. It don't sound good. It don't look good. Well, I'm a realist. I'm a realist. I just, here it is. Well, how many of you know, aren't you glad Jesus is not a realist? Aren't you glad that God is not a realist? Because He just said, well, I'm going to hang on a cross and I'm going to die, and that's going to be it. But how many of you know our God is above the natural? How many of you know our God is a supernatural God? And some of you might be here right now and you may have a need that money doesn't have anything to do with it, but there's something else that has something to do with it. It's bigger than money. You have a need. But let me tell you something. Our God is committed to taking care of us no matter how it looks. Turn to the one beside him and say, stop looking at how it looks. Amen. I heard somebody say, stop looking at the way I look. I didn't say that. I said, stop looking. Don't say that, please. Then we'll have another sermon series. Amen. Because it don't look good sometimes. All right? Third thing. God's provision is proportional. This is the part that I really enjoy here. What does that mean? God knows what I need. God knows what you need. Now sometimes, when it comes to need, does anybody here, like me, sometimes your patience gets tested? God, I don't think you're hearing me. I don't think you're listening. I need this, and I need it right now. You know, we're a generation that we just got to have it right now. And how many of y'all are surprised that God hadn't called on that concept yet? He ain't caught that yet. He works in His time. How many of you wish He'd work in your time? How many of you, be honest? I know you're wearing this church and y'all looking all pretty and everything this morning, but be real honest, how many of you stood in front of a microwave wanting to hurry up? Come on, popcorn, come on. And you're sitting there counting down the seconds. Hurry up! You know, that's how we are. God, I want this, I want it now. It took me a lifetime to get in it, but I want you to get me out of it right now. You know, God, one thing about Him, He doesn't get moved like that. God knows what I need. And He cares about what I need. And listen, get this part right here. God measures what I need. Because sometimes, y'all ain't gonna like this right here. Sometimes, what I think I need, He says I don't need. Sometimes what you need, you don't need it. How many of y'all are real nice when you don't get what you need? Oh, sentimental, boy. I could hear a pin drop. Amen. You didn't even move your eyes, just made it. I guess we're all like that. The men are looking all down and making sure they don't look sideways. But you know what? God tests our patience sometimes, but He really knows what I need when I need it. You know, Garth Brooks, that great gospel music singer, you know Garth Brooks, one of the gospel singers. But he made a song that says, thank God for unanswered prayers. And you know, sometimes we pray for things that we don't need. We think we need them. And that's the part that we'll never understand. You know that? Because I felt like I needed that. But God said you didn't need that. And so God says, just trust me. And as you trust Him, you grow out of it. And then when you get out of it, you realize, I didn't really need it. I got to hurry on. Number four, God's provision is, get this, personal. There are your needs. God knows what you need. And I guarantee you, ever how many people we got to hear this morning, there are that many needs. And God knows what you need. You remember when Elisha went to the lady and her sons and everything, and she had one more meal and she was going to die? And she, you know, she told him that I'm going to die. We talked about that a few weeks ago. But God knew that what she needed. And He asked her, said, what do you have in your house? She said, I got one more meal. And the question God has for us today is, He knows what's in our house. He knows what we need, and He knows how to get that need met. Amen. And the last thing is, God's provision is local. What does that mean? God's provision is within our reach. God's provision is within our reach. God is calling us to trust Him as we go into new seasons. Many people want to hang on to that old season that we're in, and all of us are like that. I'm like that. But I have realized I will never accomplish what God has for me if I stay stuck, as they'll say it, in the mud. I got to be open to Him. This morning, what do you need in your life? I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, and we're going to get ready to pray. Seasonal, unusual, proportional, personal, and local. As your heads are bowed right now, eyes closed, what do you need in your life right now? What do you need in your life? Think about it. What is the biggest struggle that you're dealing with right now? And I guarantee you, if you'll be honest, it's about a need. Maybe it's a family need, or maybe it's a financial need, or maybe it's about the future, or whatever. But what is your biggest struggle right now? If you're here today and be honest to God and be open to God, as no one's looking around, if you're here, would you lift your hand and say, I have a need today. I have a need. Thank God for the hands all over this place. All over this place, hands went up today. We have a need. But the thing we have to do today is begin that faith walk journey with God, saying, Lord, I don't know how to meet this need, but I'm going to depend on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you are a God that meets our needs. Now, God, we see needs in a different way than you do sometimes, but you see the whole picture when we only see parts of the picture. Lord, I believe that there's some struggling hearts here today because they have needs. Lord, I believe there's some people here today, God, that are just going through a lot of things that nobody knows about but you. But God, we turn to you this morning and we ask you to help us understand how to get our needs met. Lord, we recognize today that you are supreme God, you're superior over everything, and there's no one like you. Now, Lord, you've seen the hands that were raised today. We turn every need to you today. And God, we just ask you to show us the way that you're going to meet this need. And we'll lean on you and trust you for the rest of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you this morning.